St. Louis Rams are favored to win their second Super Bowl in 3 years this Sunday, but the New England Patriots are hoping for an upset in the New Orleans Superdome. Commentator Peter Richmond says the Rams are favored for good reason.
The Rams are 2 touchdowns favored because it's being played on artificial turf, which makes their speed more effective. They've been here recently in another Super Bowl. They played the Patriots during the season and beat them. And talent-wise, Kurt Warner's the top quarterback in the game, and Marshall Faulk is the best running back in football. And on another level, they're very innovative, and they're therefore harder to prepare for. Last week, as they came out for the second half on TV, their coach, Mike Martz, told a TV reporter that they were going to have a more effective passing game in the second half. And then on the first drive of the second half, they gave the ball to Marshall Faulk for 7 times. So they like to keep you off balance, and they do the same thing on defense. They rotate their linemen to keep them from getting tired, which sounds like an obvious thing, but not everybody does it.
But if there are enough serious injuries to key players on the Rams, the Patriots can win the game.
And turnovers and fluky things. But the Patriots can win because on defense, their head coach, a guy named Bill Belichick, is as innovative on defense as Mike Martz is on offense. Belichick was the man behind Bill Parcells, who's been to several Super Bowls, but he didn't get to a single one without having Bill Belichick as a defensive coordinator. So the Patriots have to make the Rams work for their points, slow them down, stop Marshall Faulk the way they stopped Jerome Bettis last week, and then come up with a way to keep Warner off his game.
It's hard to have faith in New England if it takes them till midweek to decide who their quarterback is.
I think they did that because it was the only story, and it was fun, but it was clear from the start that if Tom Brady, who is the Patriots' young second-year quarterback, was healthy, he'd start, and Belichick is starting him. There wasn't much of a controversy because Bledsoe did take the high road and say, you know, what's best for the team is best for the team. Brady is actually the better man for the Patriots. He gets rid of the ball more quickly. He's more mobile. He now acts like a leader personality-wise, and you can tell the Patriots just play better for him when he's in. On the other hand, he does have a sore ankle. And the Rams will be looking to knock him out early, and then it's Drew Bledsoe's team again.
And we have half the hype this year, because there's only 1 week between the championships and the Super Bowl instead of the usual two.
And thank goodness. But this might be one of the strongest things in the Patriots' favor. The Patriots' previous 2 Super Bowl games came after 2 week hiatuses, and they were lopsided games. Football players love the 1 week cycle. A 2 week break gives the underdogs more time to like stew and worry and get nervous and skittish. They get wide-eyed and scared. But 1 week doesn't give them time to get too worried.
There's a team coming to an end, the best broadcasting team in football.
It's kind of a sad day. Pat Summerall has announced that he is going to no longer team up with John Madden for whatever reason. Madden and Summerall were sort of like the Huntley and Brinkley of the NFL, or McNeil Lehrer, or Abbott and Costello. I don't know. They played very well off each other. Summerall played the game as a receiver and a kicker, and he's always known his place as a broadcaster as John Madden's straight man, which is a very hard role to play, and I think it's safe to say that we're not going to have any subsequent pairings in broadcast football from here on in where the two guys are true friends. I think of them as a sort of Greek chorus, and it's kind of a shame. It's a loss for the game, but it'll give this game one more point of interest.
Peter Richmond is a columnist for GQ magazine.